Harper Audio presents Here We Are Now, The Lasting Impact of Kurt Cobain by Charles R. Cross, read by Lloyd James. To Ashland, and to every boy and girl who got off the sofa, grabbed a guitar, and made it talk. Prologue. This Horrible Secret. On the morning of April 8, 1994, I was working in my office at the Seattle magazine, The Rocket, when I received a series of phone calls that would prove unforgettable. 2 decades have passed since that day, but those moments still remain vivid and haunting. Sometimes they seem like a part of a dream I can't escape or forget. History was happening around me, but I didn't realize it in the moment. I can still remember my finger pressing the flashing Line 1 button on my office phone, but I had no clue at the time that this little red light would announce a sea change in both music and culture. Like all nightmares, I want it to end differently, but it doesn't. It can't. It's not a dream. The first call to my desk that day came from radio station KXRX-FM. I occasionally did segments for them promoting local bands on the rise as the editor-in-chief of The Rocket, a Seattle music and entertainment magazine with a circulation of 100,000. We championed Northwest bands and were the first publication to do cover stories on Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, and other Seattle groups. Even though I had a bird's-eye view of the grunge explosion, I was surprised as everyone else in town when our locals, many of them old friends who'd been playing around for years, became international superstars.